Patrick Byrne with the Inside Baseball on Epstein, the Trump administration, the Democrats, and their plan to continue to steal elections, and more. It's all coming up. But first, it went super viral over the weekend. Bill Gates and his synthetic fake butter, his synthetic fake meat, grown with all sorts of weird immortal cell line cancer blobs. You can't make this up. It's now rolling out everywhere. Well, here is a report I did back in 2010 on this nightmare garbage. But now it's fully rolling out. The toxic bug protein, all of it. 7 states have banned the synthetic meat. It's not meat. It literally uses immortal cell line cancer cells that they then mix with the salmon, the beef, whatever it is they're wanting to produce, and then it grows giant vats of it. Unbelievable. Just absolutely disgusting. Here it is. Here's another report. Artificial meat may feed the planet, scientists say. And they say because of overpopulation, they may start growing artificial meat in vats. And Fox News has that image of the luscious artificial meat. And then there's another report here out of the Mail Online where they talk about because of overpopulation, they may have to do this because it's also immoral to eat meat. And so this is part of the green technology economy, which again gives the scientific elite total control where you won't be able to have your own cows or grow your own crops. Everything will be GMO, everything patented by the globalist.
Fortunately, you don't have to kill the animal. You can do a small biopsy if it's a larger animal. And then for seafood, you just take one or two animals and you take these stem cells. And you build something called a stem cell bank. And it's literally a bank, like where you put money to store your money. You store all these trillions and billions of stem cells in small tubes in a frozen condition, which is sort of like your starter culture for sourdough or yogurt. And then you take this and then you add them in a large stainless steel tank called a bioreactor. Very similar to what you might see in a brewery. And in about 2 to 4 weeks, depending on which animal or which meat you're making, what you get is actually real meat or real seafood at the end of the day.
Sydney Sweeney has been making waves because the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So in a world that only sees black and white, maybe, just maybe, you were born to be blue. Looks good on you. Sydney Sweeney has great methylene blue jeans.
Alex Jones has good jeans. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
You just just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theallstarsword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now in hour number two. Patrick Byrne with a lot of critical key information on a whole bunch of very important topics, including how to stop the Democrats' ongoing theft of elections, how Venezuela's involved, how Trump's striking back, and so much more coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, in this segment, he's coming in. But first, I've been able to tell you what's going to happen with Ukraine. And when Trump first got in 7 months ago, he said it may take 6, 7, 8 months to get this deal done. And over again, he's gone to Zelensky and said, you're going to have to give part of the East away. That's always been part of Russia anyways, and Crimea. They're not going to give that up. They already took it in 2014 under Obama's watch. And if Zelensky doesn't make that deal, and if NATO pressures him not to, which they're trying to do, the quote, northern group that's made up of, quote, the coalition of the willing, led by Starmer, Macron, and MERS, that Trump will cut all military funding, he's already cut it way back, and all intelligence. And again, that doesn't mean people with binoculars at the front line. It means the satellites, the telemetry, the guidance of the missiles, the drones, almost all the equipment. The United States has been running this war, as I told you, for 3.5 years. Remember last year, New York Times, the U.S. really ran the war. Yeah. And blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and everything else. So Zelensky doesn't hold the cards, as Trump famously told him in the Oval Office a few months ago. And Zelensky says he'll do a deal, but never do a deal. He says he wants all the land back. He wants all these reparations. He wants everybody to say Russia's officially bad. He wants Ukraine to join NATO. He says he'll hold elections in 20 years. Said that a few months ago and laughed. He's a dictator. The Russians won elections. So what's going to happen is, last week, Thursday, when they announced that Trump was meeting with Putin, I said, that means the deal's been made. That was on Thursday or Wednesday. The next day, the Russians say, yes, we have agreed to the proposal, to the U.S. peace deal. And I said, Zelensky's going to come out and say, you don't speak for Ukraine. You're not allowed to do this. And he came out over the weekend and said, I'm not going along with this. We're not going to stop. And you need to negotiate with me. Well, he doesn't negotiate because the EU plan is a 20 to 30 year conventional war they believe will bankrupt Russia and then break it in five parts. That's the EU unelected commission this year saying that. So Russia knows they've been encircled. They know the weapons have been moved up their borders. They know Operation Spiderweb was run by NATO and was already preloaded by the CIA there before Trump got in. They already know that. Now, Russia's been talking about giving Russian land to Ukraine. In a swap, they're saying, no, we don't want that. So this is what's going to happen. If Zelensky doesn't make the deal, and J.D. Vance has been over in Europe trying to get them, the ones manipulating Zelensky and blackmailing him and paying him off to back off. But the EU so far hasn't. It's the EU through NATO. But NATO's had its bluff called. It's not raising all this extra money. It's not preparing this 250,000 man army, as they said they would, to go be peacekeepers and fight the Russians. And so Russia's called everybody's bluff. Trump from the beginning could see all the evidence and know that Russia had won the war. Now it's nothing but a money laundering operation to grind up people. And so if Zelensky doesn't make the deal, then the U.S. has got pretty much control now of the generals and the intelligence groups over there. Already did control them. And they're going to depose Zelensky and whoever tries to help him. And yeah, that's called a coup, except he's not elected. And I don't wish any harm upon Zelensky. He should take his money and run. And then that deal's been offered that the Russians won't send hit teams after him, you know, later when he runs to Switzerland or Miami or wherever he wants to go. You know, he's got like a bunch of property in Miami. His generals have got it all over, you know, Bel Air and Hollywood and everywhere else. I mean, we're talking $50, $100 million mansions. So they've made out like bandits. They got a chance to leave. The U.S. will come in under the minerals deal, stabilize the whole region, do a trade deal with Russia, and it'll help everybody. And now the United States has also made all these other deals in Central Asia and the Caucasus and everywhere to cut off China. We don't want Russia driven into the arms of China. It's a strategic disaster. It's always been the policy of the United States to have a China-Russia split since the 50s. And now that whole plan's been blown up and the BRICS was made stronger. This is a strategic disaster. China is the big trillion-pound gorilla. It's projecting its power. It's got its kill switches in our computers and dams and nuclear reactors and power grid. It's the big existential thing that the globalists built up, and then the Chi-Coms the last 20 years double-crossed them. And now Trump's rolling up those operations. Hell, half the Democrats at least are Chi-Com agents on the payroll at the federal level in office. And Fin Fang and all the rest of it. So this is all going down. And so Zelensky does not hold the cards. NATO does not hold the cards. Russia is outproducing all NATO armament, U.S. armament, 3-1. And China has said they'll come in on the side of Russia if Russia starts losing. And then military geniuses like Sean Penn say, well, let's just use nukes. We shouldn't be afraid to use nukes. They'll use them on us, you dumbass. It'll be the end of the world, you moron. It's called mutually assured destruction. So we need to get Israel to stop its expansion and the neocons with their money laundering operation to deal with China. And Trump's trying to get peace deals there. We need to stop the stuff with Russia to focus on China. This is all mainline known strategic policy. This is no-brainer stuff. General Flynn was in the Defense Intelligence Agency decades ago warning him that China had totally double-crossed the globalist. Remember the CFR and BlackRock? Oh, the Chinese century. Remember when Trump got in 8.5 years ago? Larry Fink, oh, Trump thinks America's going to be back. Never. Have you seen China? We're mainly investing there. We're not bullish on America. Well, you're bullish now, aren't you, jackass? And people go, you know, Jones is pro-CIA. Jones wants the Asian pivot to intensify. Jones is actually supporting policies of the CIA. Well, I don't support the CIA trying to demoralize the country and allow fentanyl in and, you know, two men can have a baby and all that leftist stuff. I want to abolish the CIA. But just because the CIA recently, with Trump controlling it, is going, yeah, China's the issue. We need to leave Russia alone and have stop the Middle East crap. Absolutely. China's got 90+% of the rare earth minerals. China's taken over the world through soft power. China is kicking our ass. And if we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, this country will descend into a hellhole. And the entire West will collapse. The demographics, economic numbers in Europe are the worst. So I want to take over these agencies. I want to abolish these bad agencies. I want to cut their funding off. I want to reform the U.S. government and have a populist movement of optimism and free market and a new renaissance. That's Operation 1776 worldwide. And I've been pushing this for decades. And I can tell you, my plan is the common sense plan. And I briefed the president when he first got in office on Operation 1776 worldwide. And he said, that's basically already what I planned to do. But he didn't have all the pieces. He wasn't as sophisticated as he is now about how the real global order works. Now he knows it. So the Chi-Com century is dead on arrival. This isn't the neocon new American century with the greater Israel. This is the real new American century. So this is where we are. We're going to go to our break here, our promo. And then we're going to come back with Patrick Byrne in studio to cover this and a lot more. But first, here is J.D. Vance. Then we'll go to the terrible giant club. J.D. Vance on Ukraine. America, I think, are sick of continuing to send their money, tax dollars. If the Europeans want to keep up and actually buy the weapons from American producers, we're okay with that. But we're not going to fund it anymore. If Zelensky doesn't make the deal, we're pulling all intelligence and all funding, and they've already lost the war, and Europe's not going to do it, and that's beyond checkmate. Okay? So that's the deal. And Trump is done. Just like he said, I'll give him 6, 7, 8 months. He knows Zelensky's been double-dealing. He knows he's been lying. And so this is a bold move by Trump. The Russians already won, folks, unless you want to go to nuclear war with them. It's a stalemate. And it's a stalemate for us, not for Ukraine. They're done. Right now, it's 5,000 Ukrainians fed into the mouth of the Russian artillery every week. Trump, if he pulls this off, 100% deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. It's discredited to give it to Obama and stuff, but it would actually credit them finally. They may have some credibility. They did it. All right, we're going to go to J.D. Vance, and we're going to go to the terrible giant while we get Patrick Byrne here in studio. Whatever you do, share the live feeds of Real Life Shows on X. Share the live feed of the show on Rumble and Infowars.com/show. You are the Paul Revere's.
To your point about weapons, what we said to the Europeans is simply, first of all, this is in your neck of the woods. This is in your back door. You guys have got to step up and take a bigger role in this thing. And if you care so much about this conflict, you should be willing to play a more direct and a more substantial way in funding this war yourself. I think the president and I certainly think that America, we're done with the funding of the Ukraine war business. We want to bring about a peaceful settlement to this thing. We want to stop the killing. But Americans, I think, are sick of continuing to send their money, their tax dollars to this particular conflict. But if the Europeans want to step up and actually buy the weapons from American producers, we're okay with that, but we're not going to fund it ourselves anymore.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom, and he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I
love it
because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag, remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. every channel. Remember, it's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! Is a very interesting person. He's worked and done U.S. intelligence and a lot of high-level stuff. He's also started in, you know, huge, successful, multi-billion-dollar companies. Dr. Patrick M. Byrne, Patrick Byrne on X, deepcapture.com, major films made about his work and his very intriguing life. And I'm not going to go over his, you know, lengthy
please don't
curriculum. But all the rest of it, he's here to talk about Venezuela and how it ties into the Democrat overall plan to steal elections and how it ties into the gerrymandering, the redistricting, Trump's election integrity task force. Of course, everything you exposed back when they stole the 2020 election has now been vindicated and has been proven correct. So it all ties together. And you've been hammering that Venezuela is the key hub, that the Chi-Coms with U.S. NGOs and Soros are doing all this, and now Doge, with its AI, has mapped all of this. You're also a big computer guy, and brought it forward. And now with Maduro, they've upped the bounty from $25 million to $50 million. So this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge story. And Patrick didn't predict this. He knew it from all of his research and sources and travels. But now we have Doge documents, and now we know why Trump's turning the heat up on the Venezuelan communist dictator Maduro. People that don't know, why do we care about Venezuela? It used to be the richest country in Latin America. It is one of the first or second largest oil producers potentially in the world. And so they're filthy rich, but the people are poor. They used to be rich. Now only the elites are rich, and they're a serious Chi-Com satellite. China's making its big move in Latin America, Venezuela, and obviously Brazil are the key areas that they're trying to fully control. And so you've got this amazing AI map that you're about to exclusively present thanks to the great work at Doge and you working with them and the great Elon Musk. Well, I wish he was still there. So, Patrick, thank you so much for being here. This is so massive. You can give us a 35,000-foot view and kind of a history lesson if you like first, and then get into this huge new story or cut right to it.
Let's give you a quick history lesson. Venezuela, Americans need to start really learning about. It's not a passing story. It's going to be on our front page for a long time. Three things you need to know about Venezuela. The government is the cartel. The cartel in Venezuela is called the Mafia of the Generalissimos, essentially the Cartel de los Soles, because the generals have a sun on their shoulder. So the Mafia is the government. The four Mexican cartels are like the junior partners. So they took over Venezuela, which has the largest oil reserves in the world, as you said. What are you going to do if you want to steal them, which they've done? They've looted. They nationalized the oil industry. And then so they could then loot $4 trillion, which they did. The other thing they did was they took over the election systems and created a computerized election system that they could always backdoor and never lose power. That computerized election system was brought to America and became a company called Smartmatic and then infiltrated the world. 72 countries have used it and have manipulated elections. I know the people involved. I've spent the last 3 years overseas finding people involved in this. 72 nations have had their elections flipped. But the most damning thing, we thought, I've been telling you, I think previously on your shows, that the chain of command was Venezuela, Iran, and China. And it is true that in 07, Venezuela opened the back doors into the American election system to China. And we have witnesses to all this. But what's really important, and we've only learned in the last few weeks, thanks to Elon's work with Doge, we found a whole bunch of funding. The CIA, the top floor of the CIA, is in cahoots with China. And if you put up the first graphic, not this one, that one, the first graphic, yes. The other one. There's an NGO in Arlington, Virginia called CEPS. It stands for the Center for Election Progress and Political Systems or something. It's staffed by George Soros. It's been funded since 2009, since Obama came to power, by USAID. And we all know USAID is a front for the CIA. So it was
That's not even debated. I don't even hide that. So you got USA, the CIA front group. You got Open Society, Soros.
And then what they did was, their mission was to spend billions to help other countries modernize their elections, which means install Smartmatic. And if you go to the next page, you will see the next graphic. You'll see 26 nations that the CIA / USAID got this installed. You can put this up on your website. From Kenya to Belgium, United Kingdom, 70% of the votes counted in...
Give this to Ben Warren or to Lewis, and then just have them tweet, breaking exclusive, Doge investigation discovers CIA / USAID and Soros Open Society in command of CHICOM / Venezuelan election fraud control grid?
Yep, well said. This crazy technology that we've been saying China was behind, the coup of 2020, the system was involved. It was the top floor of the CIA. And the top floor of the CIA has, through funding and through George Soros' people, spreading this technology to 26 nations since July of 2009, 6 months after Obama comes in. And in each of these nations, 26 nations we've researched, this technology gets installed and they start electing.
And by the way, just to stop, you're not a Smurf. You wanted more methylene blue, so you were just drinking some. Oh, you just took it straight out of the dropper.
How do you?
I put it in the water that way to make my. Oh, you're Papa Smurf now.
Oh, is it purple?
It looks good. Just drink some water.
Okay, well, drink some water.
Now you're doing great. No, but I want to start over because this is so massive, and I knew you were coming here to break major Venezuela news in China, but this makes perfect sense. But let me just, you have the proof. So we're going to go into the next hour on this. It's so important. I just want to stop people. Everybody needs to share the live feed right now. I knew you were coming in with the new Venezuela stuff and how there were the Democrats and fraud. I didn't know this till right before you went live. And then that's why I aired a promo so I could see this and look at this. Now I want to pull up during the break. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the director of National Intelligence, the Office of National Intelligence, she releases the report with Communist China, the FBI knowing that they were manipulating computers in 2020 and shipping in the mail-in ballots that you reported on then. We have the whistleblowers. We have the Postal Service people that saw it. We have the Chinese nationals driving in, at 2 a.m. with the vans in Michigan, Pennsylvania, unloading. But you were always saying China, and you proved it. But now, of course, who set up Mao Zedong 49, the CIA? And now we learn from the Tulsi Gabbard documents 3 weeks ago that indeed it was the CIA working with China and to cover up the 2020 election theft and was working with them to do it. So you have this sick, evil globalist partnership of the CIA with the CHICOMs going back to Mao Zedong and, David Rockefeller. Incredible. We'll be right back. I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles. But I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I stuck a Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to read the footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's genes. Alex's jeans on Methylene Blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at thealexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Patrick Byrne, you know, has only until recently, you know, it's come out. He didn't want to make a big deal, but worked in U.S. intelligence and for the Justice Department and a lot of high-level international espionage operations defending our country for decades. And he's worked internationally as well for, with other groups. And, of course, he's a very successful man that's launched multi-billion-dollar companies. And he is here in studio with us now. He reached out and said, I'm in town. I've got big updates on Venezuela and the Democrats and how they're stealing elections. It ties in everything. I said, please come in. Then he gets here and he says, oh, you're going to want to see these graphics that Doge just got. This hasn't broken yet. And this proves that it's not just communist China with Venezuela manipulating elections with the Democrats. It is the CIA and the Soros Open Society Foundation with U.S. aid, which is the CIA on record. Now, then I like, boom, top of my head blows off. And we were airing like a little 3-minute, you know, promo. And I said, wait, we need to go get the stuff from 3 weeks ago where Gabbard released and confirmed the documents that in 2020, the communist Chinese were shipping in plane loads of ballots only marked for Biden for key battlegrounds. They got caught. Whistleblowers came forward. You reported at the time, but they never got in trouble. And that the FBI knew about it. The FBI knew about it. Well, you're the expert to tell us. I'm just going from memory. The FBI knew about it, low level. They tried to stop it and got told by higher up, shut it down. It's a joint CIA operation. Now, that's the director of the Office of National Intelligence. That's just one of the huge things that's broke the last month that got almost no attention. And that totally backs what he's saying now with this Doge document that we're breaking here, showing where the funding, everything comes from. So this is huge. And if you know the history of Communist China and Chiang Kai-shek in 49, they double-crossed. Congress sent weapons to help the nationalists, but the CIA, it's declassified, put Mao in power and then had this long, secret, sickening relationship and made them the most favored nation and all the rest of this. Now Trump is completely breaking with that and is cutting off China. And so this is all geopolitical. It all ties together. So, Patrick, start over, but we should start here. Okay. This is why, and it's on record. We pull up the Newsweek articles and others. Venezuela put a $25 million bounty out on you because they're so angry that you've reverse engineered all this. Now Maduro's got a $50 million bounty out on him by Trump. So you just walk through this and then go through the Doge exclusive documents. The CIA, under Biden and all the rest of this, working with the Chi-Coms of Venezuela to engage in this, and we have the Gabbard documents on top of it backing it up even further. So, Patrick Byrne, go ahead.
Okay. First, yes, they have the bounty on me because you remember the Venezuelan election last July 28th that looked like the whole world said is nonsense, and they 17 Latin American states said we won't recognize it, Carter, all that stuff. Do you remember the out of hand?
Yes.
They think I hacked their election. And I'll tell you why they think I hacked their election. In a typical Venezuelan election, what happens is the dictator gets 2 million votes, the opposition gets 7 million votes, and then they stuff 5.5 million ballots. So 7.5 million beat 7, and they win time and time and time again. 4 years ago, they introduced a new system. You have to give not just your ID, but your thumbprint when you vote in Venezuela. They say it's for security. What their system really does is it ties your ballot. When you're Venezuelan, you vote, it ties your ballot to your image, to your thumbprint. So they can look up how you voted, Alex, and go in and see how you voted and arrest the right people. Now, that creates a problem. How do you stuff 5.5 million ballots when you don't have those 5.5 million thumbs? They have a secret tool that is in every precinct that their people use to, it generates the 9-digit code as if a valid thumb was put in it and opens the machine so it can take a ballot. And so that's how it works. So they have this secret tool, and that tool was working right up through Saturday, July 27th at midnight. But at 12:01, their secret cheating tool started spitting out random 9-digit numbers. They couldn't stuff. By noon, they went crazy because all over the country, they weren't able to stuff. They canceled, Venezuela canceled all its normal. Normally, they have TV, and as the votes roll in all day, they say, oh, what do you know? We just won by a hair again. This time, they canceled all their television. They came out the next morning, and we said, hey, we won 51-49. Screw you. And they rounded up 2,000 protest leaders. And the whole world is like said, this is a garbage election. Well, 10 days later, when they opened up their secret cheating tool, they discovered something that made them think that I might know something about these facts, Alex. And they came to the conclusion that I'm the guy who did it. So that's why they put the $25 million bounty on me. Now, going forward, I have for 4 years been saying this all leads through Venezuela to the ultimate chairman of the board of this operation is China of this whole system. Iran is the paymaster. They are the secret paymaster. So none of this shows up in bank wires the U.S. can see. But what we have learned going through Doge, Elon Musk's Doge data, we have some researchers put together just in like 2 weeks ago what I opened the show telling you. In reality, this garbage technology has spread through the world, not just because of China, but because of the CIA. They have been under the guise of modernizing elections. They've had the USAID fund and George Soros staff and Arlington, Virginia NGO called SEPs, which you should probably look up SEPs, what it's and that's SEPs. Its mission is to modernize elections by spreading Smartmatic. and all over the world. Now, if you pull up the next graphic, you will see, and you're put, Alex is putting this up online, you can see all the nations. We have been funded 26 nations, from the Philippines, you know, to Bolivia, Estonia, everything, to put in smart matter.
And this is all breaking right now at Real Alex Jones on X.
No one knows this. We put this together 2 weeks ago. The government has just received this data themselves.
So we're this has been posted at Real Alex Jones, or I was
the
right.
CIA was behind this with China, not the top of the CIA. Mike Pompeo and his CIA was involved in the 2020 hack. The top of the CIA was. And that's why they're going ballistic. And they've been behind the spread of this technology through 26. And, you know, everywhere they put this technology, it started July 09, which is 6 months after Obama came in, Obama and Brennan. Everywhere they put this technology, we've researched, they've had within a few years, they get some election where suddenly they elect an AOC or an Obama or some left-wing person that they never expected to elect. It's all been on this technology that you, the taxpayer, paid for this Arlington, Virginia SEPs to spread through the world.
Now, I've known you a long time. You interviewed you probably the first time 6-7 years ago, but everything you've talked about has been proven now.
You too. You're the greatest. It's amazing the stuff you said 25 years ago that's all come true.
But I mean, you're the guy on the ground. So the point is without getting into it all, you're a loyal American. You try to work with Democrats and Republicans, but you've been in intelligence a long time. That's not secret now. And so we're trying to loyally get control of the country. But the issue is here. Gabbard just released 3 weeks ago. Anybody can pull this up, that China was doing this with the CIA digitally, as you said, in 2020, and with the mail-in ballots, shipping them filled out for Biden. And so that is massive. And then now we've got this DOGE investigation. And, of course, it's the CIA that goes around the world with the State Department for Election Integrity, and then it came out that they helped steal the election from Bolsonaro under Biden, and we're advising them how to censor and control, and that's, again, the CIA. Literally the CIA wanting to put communists in because they'll work with them better. Same thing in Venezuela. So we think our government's really against Venezuela. We really think it's against, you know, Lula and communists in Brazil, but they're not, as long as they're clients and work with them. And so this is a massive scandal added to what Gabbard released. And
I think it's beyond that, if I may. I think it's not just, you're still thinking the old paradigm. I think that they have a new paradigm, which is that they're just globalists. Now, there's a debate, should the capitalists...
No, I agree. They parasitically just feed on the people.
They wanted the globalists, some globalists want to make the capital of the globe somewhere in Europe. Some globalists want to make it in Beijing, but they share this globalist vision. And
definitely China was part of the globalist order. It split off. It's a competing globalist transhumanist. Oh, absolutely.
What do you make of the fact, like, it looked like they were aligned, then we got through the 2020 election, and within a year or so, Soros was coming out and saying Xi Jinping is the greatest friend of greatest enemy of humanity, blah, blah, blah. And then about a year ago, he reversed, and they're chummy again, right?
Yeah. Look, the biggest thing is, the Chi-Coms agreed to a one-child policy and depopulation. They were to be given all their earth minerals. They would be the industrial power, work with the globalist middlemen to make them have control of the West, leverage us out, but they weren't supposed to expand into the South China Sea. Instead, they've expanded everywhere. It was clear 20 years ago they double-crossed. By 15 years ago, we do the Asia pivot, but they had so infiltrated us that it couldn't be done, even inside the globalist corrupt order. And then just finally enough American elites just out of survival mode and Silicon Valley said, no, China's taking over and going to win the AI race. We've got to do this out of self-preservation. So enough elites got behind Trump, not even because they overall agree with America First or what he's doing, but because they knew the Chi-Coms had beaten them. And so this is out of desperation. That's why you see the flip-flopping and the gyrating that's going on.
That could be. That all makes sense. Well, this is all, we even know the name of the CIA asset is a guy named Frank Holder, that made this deal with Venezuela to cheat the 2020 election. And the CIA has been protecting him for 2 years. They've had this, the FBI has had this information. The CIA, there's been U.S. attorneys who wanted to act against him. The CIA has been protecting their asset because they know how explosive this is.
Well, this is dangerous stuff. And it's not just that I know you're credible and believe you. I this is everywhere. This just fits in everything we've already seen. So Trump is trying to cut off the Chi-Com influence. They've got enough to indict half the Democrats with the information. And this is just massive, and that's why they put out this bounty on you, because they're so pissed. I remember when the election crashed and they didn't know what to do and all the rest of it. So walk through this again.
Okay.
Because the funding is all tracked now by DOGE. This is not our opinion that the Open Society Foundation, it's another CIA cutout.
Yeah, we pulled the
USAID, another CIA cutout. Literally, and as you kept saying, it's true. China, Venezuela, they always use Iran as a go-between, just like Iran-Contra. And then now we confirm it's actually the Soros, Obama, globalist CIA network that was doing this to begin with.
Exactly. So they set up, there's this Arlington, Virginia NGO whose mission is to, and isn't this funny, they call it modernizing elections. They go to third world countries, let's help you modernize your elections. We're going to install these wonderful...
And Obama called it, before he left, we're going to secure the elections, was to put the fraud in.
Yeah, it's all a big joke. They know
we're going to protect it from the Russians, and then they actually put all their back doors in.
Yeah, exactly. And we know the Russians have access, we have access. I think, anyway, and this is not speculation. The data we got from the DOGE files, they had not put this together. We had a researcher, a wonderful fellow, put all...
So you used raw DOGE research.
We used the raw research. We did this, and we did it. And it's this Arlington, Virginia... And SEPs has spread this stuff through these 72 nations have had their well, I'll get back to that. We have put it paid for it to go into 26 nations, and every one of those nations then had left lurching elections. What's interesting is, so I've had people, I've spent 2.5 years overseas recruiting a bunch of people in the election industry from around the world who've been part of these crimes. And I learned, and at one point I had them together last August, actually, in a safe house in Europe. And about six of them were sitting, and I had General Flynn came over to meet them. And he said, and I said, now remember, General, we can't go be angry. You're going to get real angry. But be nice. Of course. He sat for an hour and a half, and he's got, besides being General Flynn, he's got two.
And he's talked about this, yeah.
Yeah. He interviewed them for an hour and a half, and when he was done, he was satisfied. We were about to leave. And I said to the one engineer, would you mind explaining to the General how much this has been going on? And the fellow kind of gulped and looked General Flynn in the eye and said, sir, we've been manipulating elections for 20 years in 72 nations.
And so, and these engineers, why are they scared enough to do the right thing now? What changed?
They're from different nations. They saw, I asked them that. It's not for money. It's, I've gone through $80 million, frankly, to get this done. I asked them that, and they give answers like, we see that the world, 2 years ago, one of them gave me this answer. We see the world is sliding off the edge. There is maybe one country that can save it. The United States. And
well, that's what Elon said.
He said, Patrick, if I could vote for Donald Trump, I would. This is a guy who's like been part of this for years, and he wants to vote. He says Donald Trump is the only guy who can keep.
Well, that's what I said 10 minutes ago. The globalist thing is so out of control. Even people that were part of it out of self-preservation say we got to stabilize this.
Yeah, I think it got too out of control. And I think that they thought they were going to be carving up the corpse of the U.S. after the 2020. They thought it was over. They were high-fiving, but we got off the floor. And it's another thing Flynn taught me. All the institutions were captured. We had lost. The only thing they had not captured was the American people. And so that's why Flynn and I spent those first couple years, General Flynn, building this Reawaken America tour, building the grassroots. It was the only thing that the elites had not captured. And I think he's the only reason we actually got.
I remember meeting with him right after they stole the election 2020 in Florida, and he said we're going to go to thousands of towns, we're going to full power ahead, and it's just been a lot of work.
He is the professor emeritus of movement warfare, it's called in the military, but of how to build movements and how to get movements on track.
Force multiplication.
And it's basically like Lawrence of Arabia. It's you're uniting the tribes. You're uniting the tribes. We went around and found every group of moms who were pissed off about LGBTQ ideology, of constitutional sheriffs, of people mad about the way their elections were running, people mad about the border. And we sort of helped all this get off the ground, and Flynn shaped it into this movement.
Absolutely. That's why he didn't join the administration. He can do more on the outside, but he is all over the place, like, yeah. Gandalf or something. So expanding on this, big picture. I've talked to people in the DOJ. I know you have even more sources than I do. They say, no, we're going for it. J.D. Vance came out yesterday and said, no, there's a bunch of indictments of the Obama coup crew. It's coming. We have to do it. I mean, this is not 8 years ago where, you know, Trump had people that were scared or were operatives. Now they know they have to. You don't have the vice president saying, no, the indictments are coming, unless it is, in my view. That doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but they're definitely trying. Disagree with me, because I haven't talked about this. What is the word about the seditious conspiracy treason task force and then the other government weaponization task force? And now finally all these grand juries have been set up, not just referrals, but now we actually have, you know, real stuff going on, real grand juries and panels. What are you hearing?
First, let me be clear. I'm not secretly part of this administration. They keep me a country mile distant. No one knows what to make of me. I know a lot of people, though, who are in touch. And so I kind of know what's going on. And I can tell you that actually Trump tried to get to this back in March, and he signed the right orders, and the deep state has thwarted him for like 2 months of making any progress. Finally, he got Tulsi involved, and Pam Bondi let herself be thwarted. Tulsi took it, and well, I don't know that for a fact, but Tulsi took it. She's run the ball down the field. She's fantastic, and they have everything now.
She made the criminal referral, and now it's...
And I hear Trump's, as you said earlier, like your head popped off. I hear he's really angry. He now knows 100% he was cheated out of the greatest prize in history 4 years ago. And I hear he's really done messing around.
Well, that's what, and I mean, Vance, I know Vance, and people, he's a very serious guy and a very smart person and very measured, but he doesn't go on Fox News and say, no, a bunch of people are getting indicted. It's happening. And so.
I think the only thing to do is to replace the top 3,000 people in the government with ex-military from SOCOM or the Marines. You got to start with people you can trust. And there's a whole layer.
Obama, all the lawyers, the politicos, they're just all soft scum.
The first rule is you got to get the right people in place. And the only people you can trust at this point are ex-SOCOM or Marines, I think.
So, Epstein, I've never seen any evidence of Trump and anything to do with that. And then his behavior the last 37 days, creating a Streisand effect. He's not stupid. What the hell's going on there from your sources?
I don't think he's been filmed on Epstein Island. You know, Epstein, about 2 months before he was arrested, tried very hard to get me to come to Epstein Island. Did I ever tell you that one?
No.
I had this plan to go out, and I figured I'll accept it and go out and murder him. And we'll go for a long swim. I like long distance swimming. And I figured I would get him out swimming. I could drown him. And I got in a pool with a guy about my size. And it turns out to be really a lot tougher to drown somebody than you think. And then I found out about the cameras, that there were cameras everywhere. And they said, you're never going to get away with it. So I didn't go murder him. But he tried very hard. And that's because the CIA knew what I had and what I already knew. And they were going to try to blackmail me. So about a month before he got arrested, I had three very strong overtures. People came all the way to Utah to say, gosh, this Jeffrey Epstein, don't believe what you hear about him. He's a wonderful guy. He's got this big trading room. He really wants to meet you, Pat. He really wants you to come out and talk to you. By the way, he's really good friends with Bill Gates. Don't believe what you hear in them. He's tied into all these elites. You got to come see his trading room. He really wants to meet you. And I knew, of course, anyone who reads Zero Hedge, which you probably... Everyone's known about Epstein since 07. I don't get why now we have all these born-again virgins in society acting surprised by Epstein. Everything about Epstein was known since 07. It just blew up again.
So why would Trump come out and create a Streisand effect and say he killed himself and don't ask questions or you're dumb? He has to know that would create a giant Streisand effect. Why?
Well, I don't think he's in the tapes, and his lawyer and all kinds of people who would know have said he's not involved.
Oh, yeah, even Cohen hates him, says he's not.
Yeah, I think...
He worked there a decade and said he never heard a call from Epstein.
Maybe there's other people involved, and...
That's what I was told by Roger Stone off record. Now he's been public. He told me when Trump got reelected, he said, you're never getting it because the CIA was involved with your buddies, the Mossad, and they don't want it coming out.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. But well, I don't have any inside information on that one.
Well, I just know it is the fiasco of fiascos. And
I wish he had handled that better. He could handle and was right in the middle of a whole bunch of base hits he was getting. He was having all kinds of nice march of base hits, and then he had that blow up.
Well, clearly they're going after Maduro for all of this, $50 million bounty. And now Trump says they're going to start hitting the cartels. I want to go to break and come back and talk about that with you. Trump's now criticizing Zelensky. I mean, it's clear. Zelensky never made a deal. So I think Trump's going to make the deal. The deal's been made. And if Zelensky doesn't agree to it, then what happens? Patrick Byrne is our guest, really smart geopolitical thinker. We're going to get into that with him. And then there's so much other news I haven't hit. Now, you want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. And I thought it was a gimmick or, you know, snake oil. You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but
and you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, no. But it feels like that.
It's throughout. I see RFKs on it. Yeah, I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy. But it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really
It skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level, and it's like iodine. That's essential to the body. That's something similar, but it's way stronger. And it's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultramethylene Blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychological. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you're going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show, or by the time I got last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. And I mean, folks, I'm not going to sell snake oil. I only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? But with turmeric, you know, we have the strongest. It's great for inflammation. Everybody knows. But people are like, yeah, you know, you feel it. It's great. And same thing with RC Moss. This is like so obvious and so incredible. Everybody needs to get it. If you don't get it, you're insane.
I didn't come here to do a commercial, but I thought I should.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. 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 Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.